Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody today? Well, I hope. I know it's a shock to see me up here leading this today because this must be really desperate to have somebody lead it, but I'll do my best. First of all, I want to welcome everyone. We have announcements to make. Of course, Pastor Darren is off vacation through June 14th, and we hope that Deborah is doing better because she was really sick, and they didn't know too sure whether she was going to be able to go or not. But we hope that I haven't heard, so maybe she got to go. Also, want to introduce Cecil Wright. Many of y'all know him already. He's been here many a time. He's with the Gideons International, and he will be speaking today on Gideons and the good work that they do for God. Now, on the announcements tonight, we have greeters are needed. So please sign up to be a greeter. That way you get to meet everybody coming in, get to know their names and everything, and we get to know everybody as a family. And don't forget the VBS, which is the Bible school. That is Monday starting June the 19th, and we still have forms out front in the vest that you can sign in Northex to sign, or you can sign when you arrive with your children. And Youth Sunday will be on the 25th. The youth will be handling the service. They will lead the Sunday morning worship service on June the 25th. We're looking forward to that. I know Kenny's going to do well with them. How are you doing, Kenny? Working well with them? Also, something else, flowers are needed up front, as you can see. And there's a bulletin out there, paper to sign up for flowers if you want to bring flowers in for a particular Sunday. And that's out there to be signed on also. And in 4 weeks, I think I was informed, this is probably new, it's not been on here, the ice cream social's coming up. So let's all plan for the ice cream social. 4 weeks, I think it is. When is that, Mary Lou? It's the end of July something, isn't it? Yeah. So that will be coming up. So we'll be planning for that. And anyone else have any announcements? With that, we'll have a prayer, and then we'll go into the call for worship. Everybody, let's have a prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you that we know your name. We know that you are good and faithful and true. You have demonstrated your goodness to us in so many ways and continue to do so through our lives. Lord, because we want to know you more on a deeper level, we hope to continue to show our love for you in all the things that we do. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Okay, we will have our lighting. All right, let's stand for call to worship. Jesus spoke and said, "Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold."
but he who stands firm to the end will be saved.
And his gospel of the kingdom will be preached to the whole world as a testimony to all nations.
Then the end will come.
I will tell you the truth. This generation will certainly not pass away until all those things have happened.
Heaven and earth will pass away, but our words will never pass away.
Let's turn our hymns 204, Rock of Ages. And Susie's going to lead. Some prayer requests or joys and concerns from anyone? Everybody's okay? I do have some from Darren to bring that he sent me. I'm going to bring them up right now. And that is, of course, be in prayer for Melissa Cupp. She is recovering from her surgery, successful surgery, by the way. And due to a car wreck accident, she is slowly recovering, and we pray that her healing continues. Alan Landis, he's still recovering from his hip replacement. A few weeks ago, he's making great progress, according to Lee, and he's using the walker less and less, so that's a great sign. Deborah Hideshell, like I say, I spoke to you. She's battling a real bad cough. It's been for the last 2 weeks, and we hope that the medication that she's gotten has helped her with that. Pray for the Gideon's ministry and their work to give people God's word. Pray for Cecil and his leadership as the Gideon. Also lift up Fred Shank, who is a member of the Gideons in the Rockingham group. And I believe that there's one other. We still lift up the Ware family and hope that they're doing well and that they will seek peace with the Lord. Is there any other statements or anything we need? All right. We will have the morning tithes and offerings. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the listening to our prayers for family members and friends who are sick and in needing your hands upon them for healing. As we know that through Jesus Christ, all things are possible. We thank you for all our continued blessings and giving of our tithes and offerings, that we may continue God's work. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. All right, I guess this children's church shall now be dismissed. And I want to also announce that Cecil Wright will be giving us, he's delighted to be here with him, the Gideon's International Ministry. Gideon's are a worldwide ministry of Christian business and professional men and their wives dedicated to telling people about Jesus through the distributions and personal testimony of God's Word. And I'm sure if you all stayed in a lot of hotels, like I do when I travel everywhere, you're always going to find a Bible in the hotel. Hopefully. Always find the Bible. With today's world, that's a big if, but it's always a blessing to know that that's happened. And it's through Cecil's group of the Gideon's International that this happens. So without further ado, Cecil Wright, we'd appreciate if you would come up.
I'm a Satanist. I follow Lord Satan. That was a young man at university when the Gideons were passing out testaments from Mexico City. He had taken a little small testament, and he looked at it and saw what it was and became enraged. And he continued to shout and taunt the Gideons that gave it to him. Finally, after he looked at it, he said, let me show you what I'm going to do with this little book. And he proceeded to pull out his cigarette lighter. And with that little testament he was given, he tried to set it on fire. After trying several minutes, it wouldn't burn. He became kind of quieted down a little bit. But then he became afraid because this student had never seen anything like this. Here he tried to light God's word, and it wouldn't light after 15 minutes, and so he realized that he'd better give up. He left and came back a few minutes later, and then he began to apologize to the Gideons because he said, this must be a supernatural book, because he said it will not burn. So the men began to witness and share the gospel with him, and after a number of minutes, they prayed with him, and he accepted Jesus as his Savior. Folks, the story doesn't end there. There were three other students in the university that was watching and saw what was happening. So they came up and said to the Gideons, what's going on? Said, this fellow's a well-known Satanist on the university, and it appeared to us that you were praying for him. The Gideons explained what had happened. Then they shared the plan of salvation with those three individuals, and they too gave their hearts to Christ. Folks, it's this international organization that we serve that receive testimonies like this day in and day out, as to see people turn their lives to Jesus Christ. Other times I've been here, I've given you a lot of statistics about what we're doing as Gideons, and I'll do a little of that this morning, but many times we don't remember statistics too well. But we remember those testimonies more than anything else. So I'll be sharing more of those with you this morning. But I guess as we talk about Gideon's, if you're familiar with our organization, you know that the primary things that we do that most of you are aware of is we provide Bibles to hotels. Well, we're a lot more than that. You see, back in 1899, our objective was to win others to Jesus Christ by helping Christian business and professional men to strengthen their testimony and increase influence of Christ in their homes, their businesses, and their workplaces. So that's how everything got started with Gideon's International. As a natural outgrowth of maturing in Christ and strengthening our testimonies, Gideons and their wives continue to place Bibles in the traffic lanes of life. That's everywhere from hotels, hospitals, doctor's offices, to prisoners in jail, to police, fire, and medical personnel, as well as men and women in our armed forces. We encourage our men and the wives to pass out at least one little testament a week. That sometimes gets to be a challenge, but in the front of this little testament are 34 helps that give you that you may have concern, that gives you scriptures where you can go to look and get helps in the particular area of life that you may be facing. In the back of the little book is the plan of salvation. So today we're in over 200 countries and territories and possessions. We publish God's word in over 109 different languages. We also have a Bible app that you can put on your phone, and that Bible app has over 1,200 different languages. So anytime that anybody is out with their Bible app and run into somebody that doesn't speak a language that you speak, but you know what they speak, it's an opportunity to share God's word with them in that way. For the past several years, we have averaged over 80 million copies of God's word distributed throughout the world. In 1908, we began to place Bibles in churches, and since that, or in God's world, since then, we have placed over 2.5 billion copies of God's word around the world. So, you know, sometimes we get the question asked, does anyone other than Christians read those Bibles that we give out? Well, the answer is yes. Let me tell you about a Jew. His name was Herbert Oplek, and he was the rabbi of all rabbis. With 3 earned PhD degrees, he was on the faculty of Harvard Divinity School and was the dean of the largest rabbinical school in Brooklyn, New York. As a child, he had a talent to learn languages, and by the age 13, Herbert had memorized the entire Torah in the original Hebrew. He earned his degree in Latin, Greek, and Aramaic, and he was satisfied that he had pretty well known who his enemy was, but not exactly. He wasn't on what you call the top 10 list of those that you would think would be interested in Christ, being a Jew. But God had other plans for the rabbi. He was in Boston on a fundraising trip and at the school there, and he flew in on Delta Airlines. They lost his luggage. So he went back to his room, and not anything particular to do, he pulled open a drawer, and there he found the Bible. And he looked at it and kind of frustrated, but he said, well, why not? So he picked the Bible up and began to read it. He started reading in John. After he read that, he was in John, happened to get to the part of Nicodemus, and he said, I read these words from Rabbi Nicodemus, and this is what he was reading. Unless a man is born again of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Something remarkable began to happen. He said, my eyes began to tear up, my whole body began to shake. He said, I didn't know what was happening. But today, he said, I believe that for the first time in my life, the Holy Spirit had touched me. He said, I got down on my knees and prayed and gave my heart to Jesus Christ. He said, I spent the rest of the night looking at Old Testament prophecies and then trying to relate that to the fulfillment of what Jesus Christ had done in the New Testament. So Rabbi Oplek now was Reverend Oplek, and he ran a missionary mission in Merced, California, until God called him home a few years ago. So, yes, people do read the Bible other than Christians, even the Jews, and God can touch them as well. 80% of the scriptures we give away are given to fifth graders through college-age kids. And as we do that, let me share with you another testimony from Gilead Zapata. He received a testimony from the Gideons at an engineering university when he was in college in Peru. And after reading it, he accepted Christ as well. Eventually, Gilead got a job as a petroleum engineer in a little small village in Peru. But there is a stronghold of witches and warlocks. And his pastor continued to work with Gilead, and he told Gilead, one of these days, you're probably going to be the first missionary going out from my church. He kind of snickered, but the pastor prepared him to lead Bible studies. And once on his new job, Gilead began to think maybe the pastor was right. He became kind of excited about what was going on, so excited he hung a sign out and said, mining engineer gives free Bible classes. Nobody attended his meetings. So one day it began to rain very hard, and the water started flooding his little room. In desperation, he began to bail water out of his room, opening the front door and throwing the water into the street. Suddenly, a strange, dingy, dirty-looking dog comes in, grabs his little testament that he has with his teeth, and the dog runs out. That's the only word that Gilead had, so he took off down the street, chasing after the dog. Shortly, the dog dodged into another shack, which was one of the witch doctors. Gilead said he wasn't going in there. He turns around, goes back home, and after coming back home a couple weeks later, he gets a knock at his door. And he looked out, and there was the witch doctor. He said that he wanted to know what he wanted to do, but the witch doctor asked Gilead about the lessons he had been advertising and he wanted to give, and wanted to learn about God's word. He couldn't believe it. So the witch doctor came in, and he began to relate to him. He says, you know, a couple of weeks ago, this strange dog ran into my shack, and he had this little book between his teeth, and he dropped it on the floor and left. He said, I hope there's something here that you can help me with. And so the witch doctor said he opened the Bible and began to read and talked about the sin of idolatry. And he said he after reading that, he just felt that there was something in his life that God was trying to tell him. So Gilead began to share with him about God's amazing love and forgiveness. And the warlock accepted Christ right there. And not only that, his whole family, he led to Christ as well. So it's across the whole United States, across God's world, that we share these kinds of testimonies of God's word and how God can work in the lives of each of us if we're willing to serve him. Then there was another situation. Randy Bork was a student at Brockwood College in New York. The Gideons offered him a testament, and he kind of looked at it and said, yeah, so what? Well, he was kind of at the bottom of things. About 3 months later, he was going across the university there where he's teaching or going to school, and some Gideons were passing out testaments again. And he didn't think too much about it. He accepted the book, took it home, and then when Randy hit rock bottom, he too began to search God's word and give his life to Jesus Christ. He went on to be an honor student and eventually became an executive at Eastman Kodak Company. And so as he traveled with Kodak over four different states, he became very committed to his life, and then his son became a pastor. And Randy said, you know, things began to move in a way that he had never anticipated in his life, only through God's presence. So he's not only a Gideon, but he's also a business leader, an outstanding individual for the Lord. You might be interested to know, and one of your members here this morning brought my attention to some life books that we gave him for some of the youth. There's a program that started a few years ago for directed to younger students in the schools. As you were, we can't get into schools around here any longer, only through weekday religious education. But this program is designed for youth to deal with peer-on-peer in their schools. The little life book, there's two of them, the one, the Gospel of Mark, the other, the Gospel of John, that the Gideons provide to youth pastors or youth or pastors within the churches to order these little gift life books at no charge. The youth take these little life books and share with their student, their peers at school. And if we can't get in school with these testaments and so forth to present God's word, then we're dealing with the youth. And so we hope that as a result of that, through the Gideons International, and dealing with the pastors and the youth and the churches can share with their peers and hopefully bring them to a relationship with Jesus Christ and help strengthen the church as well. Another way that we partner with the churches as we continue this ministry. In India, things are going great guns. We have 900 chapters and 25,000 India Gideons within that country. The doors are open now, but we don't know how long they will be. There's a lot of opposition in India, but India is still a hot spot for us. In southern India, the rains get to be pretty heavy, and boy, we could use those right now. But October through December, it often leads a lot of times to flooding. And there was a little girl, Karthija, a 12-year-old girl, that lived in this remote village. Her whole village was flooded, and her home was destroyed. And one day, as she was walking through the floodwaters, unbeknownst to her, she touched a live wire. She was knocked unconscious, and everybody thought she was dead. But in their desperation, they could do nothing but weep. Her older sister, who was 14, had just received a Gideon Testament at a distribution at the school where she attended a few days before that. And she read the book of Mark, and she read where Jesus healed a paralyzed man as he was lowered through the roof. And you remember that story. She began to share that with her parents, and they began to wonder. And as they sat and wondered, they decided to pray. They prayed that Karthija might miraculously be healed. Miraculously, she did revive her consciousness, and the family rejoiced. And not only did that happen, they decided to follow him, and today that whole family has accepted God as their Savior and have become Christians. It's awful easy for us to just look at passing out Bibles and just can't understand why this precious word of God doesn't mean any more to people in our country than it does today. But the thing that we find so amazing as we pass out God's word in these third world countries, God's word is received with enthusiasm and vigor, and hearts are changed almost instantly. A few years ago, a number of Gideons went to the Philippines to help with the Bible distribution there and give testaments to students to some of the poorest parts of the country. There are many times that teachers will tell the Gideons after they pass the book out that this fellows is probably the first book that these students have ever owned. That sounds amazing. They go ahead and say that this book, not only the first book that they probably received, but we will teach these children to read and learn from this book. Quite a contrast to what we're experiencing here in our country in this day and time. So, the question might be there. The need is that great. When are you going back? Where do you go next? And even though two people every second of every day receive a copy of God's word, we're limited in funds to have enough scriptures printed to meet the demand that is there. So let me assure you, we appreciate any help that you have given us. Your church has been very supportive of Gideon's International in the past, and we need your contributions, but even more, we need your prayers. You can't imagine some of the situations the Gideons find themselves in when they go to third world countries, the persecution, the questions that are asked. They have to go through points where they're stopped at gunpoint and checked. They check the cars and they find many times scriptures. They'll search these scriptures to make sure that there isn't something else that somebody is trying to smuggle into their countries. So the dangers there are upon us. So your prayer is very important to us today. As you received the bulletin insert today, maybe you'll just keep that and stick in your Bible to be a reminder to pray for us and all the Gideons as we continue to go to the places where doors might not be open as readily as others. I guess for helping the Gideons out, you might be interested to know for $1.50, a soul might be saved. For $150, 100 of these testaments come in a case, might represent 150 lives changed for eternity. I think maybe I told you this, but let me tell you again, because some of you may have forgotten it. But if you haven't heard it, I think it's an amazing story. We had a Gideon went to church in Gentry, Arkansas. As he presented his presentation that morning, he said, imagine if you would 100 children lined up across the front of the church that have never had a copy of God's word. He said, I believe there's somebody here this morning that could give $150 that 100 of these children could have for the first time a copy of God's word. He left. A couple weeks later, he got a call from the pastor of the church, and he said, Arnie, he said, we need, let me back up. The pastor called that time and said, we've got a little 12-year-old girl that wants to give a case of 100 testaments. Said she works on or lives on a dairy farm. They don't have much money, but she wants to work all summer in order that she can have a case of 100 Bibles to give out to those children. The pastor said that was great. Well, 4 years after that date, he got another call from the pastor and said, we need your prayers. He said, we had the youth from our trip, our church going on a ski trip up the interstate. Two van loads of them were there. The first van, the driver went to sleep. The van ran across the road, killed the driver's wife. In the second van, it was a girl that had some lifeguard training, and she thought, well, if she could help in some way, she jumped out of her vehicle, ran across the road, and as she crossed the interstate, bam, she was struck and killed. That 16-year-old girl was Bridget Millsap, who was the 12-year-old girl who was going to give a case of Bibles. Arnie was asked to speak at the memorial service. And he says, as I related that story, he said, I saw in front of me teachers and coaches that were pallbearers with tears in their eyes, thinking how the God's Holy Spirit spoke to that 12-year-old girl, a call to give that others might be saved. And Arnie said that was one of the most touching services that he had ever been a part of. So let me just say, as Gideons, we're continually trying to spread God's word that throughout the world, others may come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We're always looking for new men and their wives to join this ministry. If you have any interest in talking to me after the service, I'd be glad to talk to you. But we're always needing individuals. And I'll close with one of the things that we're doing that is a new venture for us is Gideon's. Several years ago, there was a pastor in one of the third world countries that came to Gideon's International and said, we need some help. And so International says, well, what can we do to help you? They said, we've got people in our church that are excited about their relationship with Jesus Christ, but we don't know how to share and witness to those who are not in our church. So the Gideons got to work and tried to decide what to do. So after 2 or 3 years of trying to work with those folks in the church and how we might best serve the churches, International came up with a program we call Conversations. And we are commissioned in Matthew when Jesus said to go into all the world. And that world can be as small or as large as we want to make it. We have a real mission field here on this earth. As he tells us to go, I think many times fear to step out because of maybe rejection, fear that somebody might ask us a question that we can't answer. Folks, if you've had a relationship with Jesus Christ, you don't have to be a theologian to be a witness for Christ. The Conversation Programs allows you and I the opportunity to share with our friends in the workplace, our neighbors, wherever. And through this Conversations Program, we as Gideons have members who are trained to put on these programs for the churches in order that you might feel more comfortable in sharing your faith with Jesus Christ. No charge to the churches for Gideons to come out to present this information. And so if that's an interest that the church may have that's new, we're excited about what's happening in that avenue and would be happy to answer any questions that you might have in that regard. Again, if you feel led to support this ministry after you leave, there's a box in the back that you can we'll take cash, checks, whatever. But we certainly appreciate the support that this church has given us over the years. And we just pray that as we continue to move ahead, you will remember us in your prayers. And we also have an opportunity to have what we call Friends of Gideons. So if you want to continue in further your financial support and prayers and keep up with the Gideons on a more regular basis other than when we come here every once in a while, Friends of the Gideons have the opportunity to have testaments like this that you can pass out to individuals that you're sharing with. The only difference that the ones that the Friends of the Gideons will not have the Gideon emblem on the front, but it has everything else that is listed in that little testament. Again, I want to thank Darren for inviting me and you, the church, for listening a few minutes about what we're doing in the Gideons around the world. And thank you for your support. God bless you.
Please stand and join me in singing our final hymn for the day, 435, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Let me pray. Father, we thank you for the day that you've blessed us with. We just thank you for the opportunity to serve you in whatever way that we can. Lord, as we live in a world that many do not know you and have never experienced you, we just pray that our lives might be a testimony of what your gift to us through your Son, Jesus Christ, has meant. May we carry out that part of the commission which Jesus said, go into all the world. May you receive his peace and love and joy as you go and serve his kingdom on earth. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.